PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the new congestion pricing plan with a reduced $9 cost to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street has done nothing to tame New Jersey Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer's fury. In remarks made Tuesday, he declared his wish to see federal agencies open a 60-day comment period over what he sees as a plan that would disproportionately hurt New Jersey commuters.
I refuse to stand around and let the MTA balance their mismanaged, out-of-control budget at the expense of Jersey taxpayers.
Gottheimer says officials managed to stop congestion pricing once, and they'll do it again. A North Jersey man faces life in prison for killing his friend last year. The Essex County prosecutor said Wednesday that 46-year-old William Whitfield of Newark was found guilty of first-degree murder for the February 11th, 2023 shooting. Authorities said that Whitfield shot his friend in the back of the neck after an argument. The victim, 45-year-old Kenny Johnson, was found dead at the Newark apartment complex where he lived. According to his obituary, Johnson was a devoted grandfather who loved his community as if everyone was family. And the United States Postal Service may cost you a little bit more in 2025.
USPS is raising its prices on priority mail and ground advantage packages starting early next year. The United States Postal Service says the price will be going up around 4%. The good news is the price of stamps will stay the same. They do offer a plethora of holiday stamps, including snow globes, Christmas Madonna, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, along with the classic American flag. But in January, they're issuing a new stamp featuring Betty White. I'm Monica Nelson.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And we're going to get more rain, right? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some rain out there tonight. Heaviest rain will be overnight, leading to some street and highway flooding issues. Mostly cloudy down in the mid-40s. Rain much of the time tomorrow. Breezy and chillier, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. A few showers tomorrow night. Brisk and chilly. Down to 33 in the northwest hills where there could be some wet snow mixing in. Closer to 40 at the shore. Windy with some showers around on Friday. Highs only in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We are looking at 49 degrees in Sussex, 53 degrees in Trenton, 57 degrees Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 is just named Acteon Networks, our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit acteon.net today. You'll discover why. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
El app del clima dice que va a llover. El app de McDonald's que toca McDelivery. Ordena McDelivery en el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.